Just after six.
Eight.
Nothing like getting back into it midweek, I tell you what.
How was your longest weekend ever?
Can recommend. Great long weekend. Great long weekend. Went to Glenworth Valley. Checked out the Harvest Festival food and wine show. That was great.
Yeah, beautiful.
Just did a whole bunch of random stuff, really. It was awesome. What about you, mate?
Mate, I popped off overseas, actually.
Yeah, you're still doing this top secret
thing that we can't know
anything about until August.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watch your Instagram stories, you can basically work it out.
You'll get a good gist, you know. You'll get a gist if you're not a dingbat.
It's good to be back here on the radio, back on air on CFM doing The Breakfast Show. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. For 3 days of power, just 3 days to rip right into it, Ash Pollard. We've saved our best for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And if you want to go see this movie, Jurassic World, which looks awesome. I've seen the trailer for this. Big fan of the Jurassic movies. It's The Fallen Kingdom. 13, 12, 16 right now. If you want to go along to this for free, you have to take one of us on in Smarter Than Who, of course. And Ash, we need to check in with Pollard's picks. We haven't had a chance to do it yet.
Oh, my God.
So that is coming up before 6:30 this morning. How have you gone in the league tips? 13, 12, 16 right now. Jurassic World tickets up for grabs. It's Smarter Than Who. Just take one of us on. Smarter Than Who. And Mike's at Kingcumber. First time caller to the show, I believe, Mike. Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Mike. Are you a first time caller?
First time.
What's taking so long, mate? Why don't you want to call us?
Well, I'm usually on the move in the morning, so I don't have a chance to call, but you usually have a pretty fair run at some of the questions, so we'll see how we go.
Excuse me, what is that sensational accent I hear?
Ah, yes, Canadian, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Loving
delicious.
That. She's loving that.
Oh, well.
What's your favourite thing said in a Canadian accent, Ash Pollard? What do you like to hear?
Anything.
Oh, must work well for you, Mike. I don't know if you're single or not or what the go is, but you've got an accent and that's all that matters.
Well, it's best that I challenge her this morning then.
All right.
Yes.
You want to take on Ash?
Okay.
Okay, I've got the questions here. Let's do this. Best of five, guys. Names are buzzers. Get one wrong. Other person gets a point. No win, no prize policy.
I might just fall for Mike, and then when he loses, I'll have to give him the prize anyway.
Don't let the accent get you, Ash. Question one.
Okay.
What's the national anthem of Great Britain?
Ash.
Ash is in.
God Save the Queen.
God Save the Queen is correct.
Oh.
Question two.
You're a part of the Commonwealth, darling. Why didn't you know that?
All right, this is just a great way to start the day for Mike. He's feeling good about himself. Question two. Queensland Blue, Jarrahdale and Kent are all types of which vegetable?
Ash.
Ash is in.
Like a root vegetable.
A root vegetable. That's
a potato.
Potato is incorrect.
Oh, damn it.
It's a pumpkin.
That's a root vegetable.
Yeah, but you didn't say it, did you, mate? You said a potato. You need to actually say pumpkin to get the point. So one apiece. Question three. Anthony...
Mate, don't argue with me about food stuff, all right?
We didn't say pumpkin, so you don't get the point. Question three. Anthony Kalia gained fame through which Australian TV show?
Ash. Australian Idol.
Correct.
Oh, game changer.
Babe, you've got to just... Ping in with your name. Just ping in.
Just jump in. Question four, and this for the win if Ash gets it. Has Powderfinger won the ARIA Award for Album of the Year two or three times?
Ash.
Mike.
Ash just pipped you on that
one. I'm fully guessing because I could be wrong. ARIA. Oh, God.
For Album of the Year.
Two
is incorrect. It's three. So that makes it a tiebreaker here. True or false? Sri Lanka is further north than Taiwan.
Mike.
Mike for the win.
False.
False is correct. He's Mikey boy.
Damn it, you are smarter than me.
Yes.
Fired up.
Yeah.
Smarter and with a hotter accent, Mike. You've done it, mate.
totally.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom looks like a great movie. They're back bigger and more terrifying than ever. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom at Hoyts in Errida, June 21. Get your tickets right now. Thanks for calling the show. First time caller. Mike, call again sometime, yeah?
You're delicious. Perfect.
Appreciate it, guys.
Just if you want to feel good about yourself heading to work, Ash will do that for you. No worries. Yeah.
Anybody, yeah. If any bloke wants to call up, I'll jam up.
Accent, no accent?
Yeah.
All right, blokes.
Any old Aussie bloke?
All right, blokes.
Oh, you know I love blokes.
Oh, we know, mate. And if you want a G up, call the show anytime. 101.3
CFM, trending now.
6:17, let's do this, Ash. What's happening today?
OMGZ, my kneesy. It seems that brand new couple, Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson, are engaged. Can you believe this?
Haven't they been together like 3 weeks?
Yeah, and they're both 24 years old, and they've basically publicly confirmed their relationship on May the 30th with Harry Potter-themed photos. And a couple of days later, the Saturday Night Live star got two Grande-inspired tattoos. And since going public, both of them have flaunted their love for each other on social media. It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
And Ariana can be seen wearing what appears to be an engagement ring in photos from a Los Angeles concert, as well as doing an interview.
This will 100% last until they're old and grey. I give them less than 12 months. What do you give them?
Yeah, love is love, man. Love is love. Just let it ride.
Put something in the time capsule, Ash Pollard. Give us a time and date and we'll see when they break up.
Oh, mate. I want to know, though. Do you reckon she's hot?
Yeah. Ariana Grande, yeah. Do you reckon he is?
Yeah, I don't mind. Okay. He looks Normsy. I like Normsy.
Okay. He's had some issues, though. He's had some real drug and alcohol issues and stuff like that. So, you know.
Oh, well, I'll clip him. See ya.
See ya.
You dropped it.
Trending now.
In what was surely the most awkward moment of Donald Trump and the Kim Jong-un summit, the US president made one lighthearted remark that went down like a lead balloon as the pair prepared to sit down for a working lunch after their morning's meetings. Donald told photographers this.
Yeah, so we got some audio here, and what he says in this is that, you know, get a nice picture so
getting a good picture, everybody, so we look nice and handsome and thin and perfect.
Yeah, have a listen to the audio.
Getting a good picture, everybody, so we look nice and handsome and thin.
Beautiful.
Perfect. Young.
Nice, handsome, thin and perfect. The comment was translated for Kim and the camera zoomed in just in time to catch him looking absolutely appalled by the comment.
Yeah, he didn't know
what... He was not impressed, was he?
...was going on at all. And the zoom in that was perfect timing too. Perfection. You go into Kim Jong's face and he's like, what
God, he's a
hell?
Grumpy little numpty, isn't he?
Ah, they both are. But we've got Olivia Leeming on the show from Channel 7. She's the political reporter a little bit later in the show just to get us fully across what's going on with these two over the last couple...
you and I both know nothing.
Yeah, not my strong point politics, but she'll give us that a little bit later in the show.
CFM trending now.
All right, Pollard's picks on the show next. How did you go? And you've been going head to head with people on the show as well. So we'll check in with the results.
If you love a punt like I love a cold one, well, you'll love Pollard's picks this week for the NFL and for the NRL.
All right, you know nothing about league, but you still do these tips and you take people
okay,
on who.
Okay, mate.
Well, you're learning, aren't you, as you go?
Mate, yes, I am. Am I astounding you just quietly?
Well, I'll let the results of this round be the judge, all right? Let's see how you go with these tips. Let's go to Fletcher at Woy Woy, my side of town. You took on Fletch. Hello, Fletch.
Hey, Fletchy.
How are you?
We're great, mate.
Yeah.
How are you
That's
feeling?
The way. How's your long weekend?
Oh, unbelievable, mate. What did you get up to?
Worked a bit, but still had half a day off. It wasn't too bad.
Oh, half a day's better than nothing.
Half a day's all you need sometimes, you know?
Yeah, true that.
Hey, Fletch, have you seen the results from last week? I'm guessing you have.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't looked?
Oh!
Watched some footy.
Okay.
So yes.
All right.
You and me, this is going to be a lovely little surprise for us both today, isn't it?
Here we go. Head to head. Ash Pollard and Fletch from Woy Woy. So last Friday night, Raiders-Panthers. You both went the Panthers and the Panthers won. So you both get a point on that one. That's one each. 23-22, woo, they won. Also on Friday night, you had the Titans, Rabbitohs. You both picked the Rabbitohs, and they got up as well. 18-16, point each.
Look at us go.
Two each, hey? Then on Saturday, Manly played the Warriors. Ash, you went the Warriors. Fletch, you went Manly Sea Eagles. Warriors won that one by 20, 34-14. That's a point to you, Ash.
Darling,
mate.
I know. I'm jotting it down. Can you see?
Here we go. Nice jot there. That's a nice jot you got going on there. Okay, Roosters Knights. Ash, you went the Roosters. Fletch, you went the Knights. And the Roosters got up, baby. 8-16.
This is when you started to leave me.
That's right. Yeah. You should have stuck with Ash.
Your voice took me away. Oh.
It's all about the voices on this show today.
Fletcher.
Oh, you're smooth, mate.
Jeez, I love the boys on the Sunny Coast.
Aren't they great? They're they call this show. They're rippers. Now, let's go to Saturday. Let's have another game on Saturday. So, Parramatta Eels played the Cowboys. Ash, you went the Cowboys.
Mm.
Parramatta Eels got up on that one, so Fletch bounces back with a win.
Yeah, coming back.
2014. Sunday, Sharkies played the West Tigers. You both went the Sharks, and the Sharks got up.
Yes.
24-16. You guys are a match made. On Sunday, Melbourne Storm and the Broncos. Ash, you went Melbourne Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Fletch, you went the Brisbane Broncos.
God.
Go the Bronkies.
I'm feeling bad about this one.
Ash Pollard, you won there, mate.
Oh, shut up!
Yeah. 32-16.
Yes! Go the Storm!
And the last game of the round on Monday night, Dragons Bulldogs. Fletch went the Bulldogs. Ash Pollard went the Dragons.
Doggies. Come on, doggies.
Ash Pollard got that one too! Oh! Ash got that one as well.
Oh, babelish. Oh,
one off.
Fletch, you might be smooth with your words, mate, but you suck at footy tipping, bro.
Hold on, he didn't do too badly.
You should have stuck with Ash. Anyway.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Oi,
what's that, Ash?
I'm astounded by my brilliance.
You got all bar one in that round.
Oh, my God.
All bar one.
Hey, we've got to start giving prizes to me.
And that's the team that you never pick too. That's the Eels. You never pick them anyway, so it doesn't even matter on that one.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, it's a no-win, no-prize policy we've put into this show. So Fletch walks away empty-handed.
No dramas.
Sorry about that, mate. But we play again tomorrow, being a short week on a Thursday. So if you think you can take Ash on, and if you think you've got smoother moves than Fletch, I doubt it.
As if they aren't riling the boys up.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
You know?
We'll do it again tomorrow.
Surely I've got to, be paying a few blokes off because I don't know jack about this sport, but I'm killing it.
Fletch, are you peed off, mate, or are you cool with the loss?
I'm cool with the loss.
He's cool with it, mate.
Oh, you are graceful and delicious.
Isn't he great?
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
All right, so there's a debate that's been going down in the office that we need to solve with the people that listen to this show, Ash. It's your beloved hump day, which you've been trying to bring back the old phrase from the 1990s radio. You've even made songs for it. Have a listen to this.
Hump day. Why don't you just meet me in the middle of the work week? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle of the middle work week?
Oh, yeah. That deserves an AMA, that one.
What's an AMA?
Australian Music Award or something like that.
Something like that. Look, I'll give you credit.
Mate, I like the tune. Them because I love Hump Day and I think it's legit. I'm trying to bring it back. But
but your love of Hump Day leads to people's hate of the phrase Hump Day.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to turn it around.
It's like the phrase Fry-yay. I can't cop it. I can't cop Fry-yay.
Fry-yay is...
Good. And I can't cop Hump Day. I mean, I like the tunes you put together, but we've had this debate in this office right here. We want to put it to the people on 13, 12, 16.
What are we doing? Pollard polling it?
Let's Pollard poll it. Do we kill Hump Day? Is Hump Day a thing that people should never say? Or you don't mind it?
This calls for another Pollard poll.
And before we take callers on 13, 12, 16, let it be said, Central Coast, that I'm doing it for you. I'm trying to get you through the day. Trying to amp it up for you, build up your confidence. put a firecracker up your butt and let's do it.
This is very Donald Trump, an unpopular opinion that you're flogging to the people.
Oh,
13, 12, 16.
That's so unfair.
Look, hump day.
Feelings.
To hump day or not to hump day, we're going to put it to the people right now. Because if we get a no on this, we're going to put a stop to it. The guy's here, mate. Could be the end.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Throw to your little hump day song thing, yeah? Throw to the hump day thing.
Sell it to us. I don't need to sell it. It sells itself. I do a little hump day opener for everybody on a Wednesday just to amp you up to get you through the day.
Hump day. Why don't you just meet me in the middle of the work week? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle of the work week?
Now, mate, that is my public service to the Central Coast.
I won't lie.
I just want to make the people feel good. I want them to be productive, proactive, happy, kind.
I won't lie, Ash. The tune is amazing. I'm incredible too.
You've done it.
Top job you've done on there.
And I try to, every couple of weeks, refresh the tune.
Yes.
So we're due for a new one, but...
Well, we're putting it to the people this morning because, you know, some people's love of hump day is met with people's... disdain for the word hump day for some reason. Probably it's been kicking around for a long time, so we're putting it to the people with this.
This calls for another Pollard poll.
All right, Alex of Baddow Bay, very passionate about the topic of hump day or no hump day on 13, 12, 16. Alex.
Are you yay or nay, hump day?
What are we doing with it?
No, we're keeping it for sure.
Yes!
What do you like about it, Alex? What do you like about it, mate?
I don't know. I've just always known Wednesday is hump day and it's getting close to the weekend.
Okay.
See, you're like me. You just know you just got to get yourself over the summit today.
Yeah.
And then, boom, she's all downhill.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
You've gotten over that hill and now you're on the downhill.
And so why wouldn't we have, like, a sick little tune for that?
Yeah, no, I love it. It was a great tune.
Well, good. I love you.
All right, well, get passionate about it. I mean, he's right into the hump day stuff.
That's one for a yes.
That's great, Alex. Let's go to Sarah Currumbong this morning. Hello, Sarah.
Sarah.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, mate.
Great. Are you yay or nay, my little hump day?
I am so yay.
Duh.
Yes! Oh, my God, yay!
What do you love about it, Sarah? Get passionate about hump day for me. You just love it?
I do love it. I'm a full-time commuter, and I need a hump day in my life.
You need it.
Awesome.
You need it.
Oh, my God, good. I'm loving this.
And does Ash's tune get you through?
It does, actually. I listen to the old tune, and I do like this tune better. So.
Okay, so if we get one more yes, that means I'm going to make another tune that trumps the one that I've just made.
You'll be making hump day tunes for the rest of your life if we get another one on this. Let's go to Tracy at Bonnells Bay, just a great part of the world to live in. Trace, what are we doing with this thing? Are we keeping or are we ditching?
Keeping.
Yes, girl! Oh, my God, I love you guys.
And what do you love about it, Tracy? You get passionate about hump day for us.
You hit Wednesday and it's cruise and it's just, you're happy, you've got so many days to go. Oh. And, you know, then you get 2 days off.
Oh, see, that's the thing, isn't it?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm loving this, Trace. Good on you. Okay, so we've got 3 yeses in the bag, mate.
So this has inspired you to keep
going. You're the only hater.
I am not a hater. I'm not a hater. I just wanted to put it to the people. It's the phrase that gets me.
I do like... You only put it to the people when you don't like something.
That's not true.
You little thing.
Let's quickly round this thing out by going back to all 3 people, Alex, Sarah and Tracy. Are you ready to sing Ash Pollard's Hump Day tune with us? All right, guys, here we go. In 3, this is going to be amazing.
Come
2,
on, you guys.
1.
Let's do it.
Hump Day!
Oh, that's beautiful.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Over the long weekend, Ash Pollard, cold weekend on the Central Coast. So
yeah.
I was fully decked out in my winter gear, which is, you know, hoodie.
Winter woolies.
Had a black hoodie on, had a beanie on.
Oh, question. Don't yeah. tell me. Please don't tell me. What? Are you one of those people that wears Ugg boots in public?
I did wear Ugg boots to the park yesterday, yeah.
Disgraceful.
No one was around, mate.
Don't you ever do that again.
No, but this time I was in my granddad's slippers.
What?
I bought these granddad slippers from Kmart. Oh. Jamie hates them, but they're so comfy.
Oh,
and they kind of look like shoes. So okay. Picture that, right? So I got my granddad slippers on.
Mm-hmm.
I got some trackies. I got a black hoodie and a beanie on.
Mm-hmm.
And I go down to the supermarket with Jamie on, I can't remember what night it was, one of the nights of the long weekend. And I said, so we're grabbing a couple of things from the supermarket. I had to race down to the fish and chip shop, which was just down the road. So I said to Jamie, I was like, you grab whatever you need. I'm racing out of the fish and chip shop. I'll meet you outside. And as I'm running out of the supermarket, this lady goes, excuse me, and yells it out in front of everyone, excuse me. And I turn around and she goes, have you got anything on you?
What?
Yeah, I was accused of shoplifting, Ash Pollard.
Well, mate, I'd accuse you too if you were running around in that outfit.
See, and this is the thing, judging a book by its cover, Ash.
But yep,
I was judged.
By those filthy slippers.
What was I meant to wear? A suit on a bloody Saturday night of a long weekend down to the supermarket?
No, you put some proper shoes on. You put some proper shoes on.
I don't think it was the slippers that they thought
I was
stealing stuff for.
Thieving little thing. What did you fire finger?
Nothing. I just said, excuse me. And she goes, what have you got anything on you? And I, like, in front of everyone, everyone's looking at me. And I go, no. And I pull out my pockets all sad.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I pulled out my pockets. I said, I've got nothing on me.
Oh, you're kidding. You actually did.
Super embarrassing. Anyway, they let me go. They let me go. And I go back and get the fish and chips. And then I go back to the supermarket real smug. Real smug because I hadn't stolen anything. And then, of course, you know, they don't think I've got anything. So I went in there and nicked a couple of things.
You did not. I swear to God, if your life depended on it, you wouldn't even do a five-finger discount.
I would be the worst thief in the history of the world. I'd have guilt written all over my face.
And you're not
face.
A great liar.
Oh,
I will say, just on the topic of that,
yeah.
You know, stealing's not a great thing, not condoning that at all.
No,
but,
do it,
you know,
do.
We've all put some salmon fillets through as carrots time or another.
Have we, mate?
Of course we have.
I don't know about
you. Remember, listen, yeah. Remember when the new self-service checkouts first came into action?
Yes.
Everybody was running raspberries and salmon through as potatoes and carrots. Dude, if you weren't on that train, you were missing out.
Now I know what was going on behind the scenes of My Kitchen Rules.
Bargain prices on computers, cameras, printers and more at Domain Computers West Gosford's half-yearly sale. 101.3 CFM.
Dean McCarthy, live from LA, and we're going to find out about the big-name celebrity who pulled the interview on Dean before it even went ahead, Ash.
Oh, that is fully orcs. What's the scoop, diddly-oop?
Oh, my goodness. Look, this is so embarrassing, and I'm not cool with this. This is a bit of a rant this morning. Over the weekend, I was supposed to interview Christina Aguilera. Okay, one-on-one for LA Pride. Anyway, I was the only one that got the interview. Very exciting stuff. I was there with my camera crew and my man and my audio guy and everything. She changed the location, so it was supposed to be on a set. She moved it to her trailer. We all drag all the stuff to the trailer. We get there, and then she goes, I hate the lighting. Not doing it. Shut down. The interview, point blank, in my face. She wasn't rude about it. She wasn't particularly rude, but she was mega diva and shut down the entire interview. We all had to pack up all our stuff, drag everything out of there, and then she left with about 17 bodyguards that all took her out through this back kind of alleyway. And yeah, wouldn't do it because of the lighting. What do you think? Is that diva?
I think that's diva. Fully.
Yeah.
Although, hold on a tick. Like, if the lighting's not good when I'm taking a selfie... then we've got problems. That's annoying for you because, you know, we all start somewhere and you're trying to rack up as many sick celeb interviews as you possibly can.
Exactly.
And people forget that, you know. people forget that. We all started somewhere.
Yeah, look, I do feel for you, Dean, because you've set everything up and you've wasted your day. But part of me, a little chuckle out of that. To walk in and go, light's not right, guys. See you later. I'm out. Imagine if you could just do that at your job. Nah, not doing it today, guys. See ya. Oh, too good. All right, Dean, we love that kind of behind-the-scenes juicy stuff. You know that, so keep bringing that to the table. Hey, this whole Trump-Kim Jong-un thing, how's this being taken in L.A.?
From one diva to another. From one dramatic, overly dressed diva to another overly dressed dramatic diva. Let's give you the lowdown on this. So, but Donald Trump has flown to Singapore, met with Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea. It's upset and riled up a lot of people. It's also made some people in America quite pleased because it's obviously a very volatile relationship up until today. They were tweeting about nuclear weapons with each other recently. But look, he's met with them. It's upset a few people. It's upset the Canadian Prime Minister. It's upset the German Prime Minister. But what it has also done is given us a little bit of juice into Kim Jong-un's diva demands. He demands a toilet be brought with him everywhere he goes. So when he went to Singapore, they brought a toilet along because he's paranoid about people going through his
feces
and analyzing to get a grasp on his health. So he is paranoid about people going through his feces. So he brings a special toilet.
That makes no sense because is that toilet then plumbed up to pipes wherever he goes or it's got its own box that all his stuff goes into?
Like a drop box. You know when you went camping as a kid?
Oh my God, so then his people just like...
Version.
Oh.
Imagine having that job.
Being Kim Jong-un's poo dropper.
Yeah, you're at a party. Oh. What do you do for a living? Oh, I pick up Kim Jong-un's poo for a living. It's not great, is it?
Is there anything else that he does that's unusual?
Oh, everything he does is unusual, right?
Probably a few things like how he treats his people, also unusual.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The toilet was the one that kind of definitely made the headlines today.
All right, well, a little bit later in the show, after 8 o'clock this morning, we have Channel 7 reporter Olivia Leeming. She's going to give us the update on the political side of things, but we love the take on it this morning from Dean. Thanks for chatting with us, man.
Always good to chat. Bye, guys.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Now, whenever this sound comes on my TV, 5 o'clock on Channel 7, The Chase. People way smarter than me are about to ask questions I have no idea the answer to. But one guy who does is a local long jetty guy by the name of Brad Roberts. He was on the show last night. He picked up a share of $62,000. And he joined us on the show right now. Morning, Brad.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How you feeling? It's gone to where?
I'm pretty excited, mate. Yeah, I'm cheering.
You've had to sit on this for a while now, this secret.
For a long time.
Yeah, how long have you been sitting on this?
I filmed that episode in July last year, late July last year. So, yeah, 10.5 months I've had to wait and bide my tongue and it's been hectic.
Oh my God, that is actually the most annoying thing. I know what it's like to film something in advance, but when you're new to television and you win a sum of money, you want to tell the world.
Yes, exactly. The day that it happened, I was so excited and I'm thinking, oh, this is great. In a month or two's time, it'll all happen. And then 6 months went by, 8 months, nothing. And I thought, oh, it's not going to happen.
When do you get the cash? Because I've been told with these TV shows, you don't get the cash unless the episode airs on TV. Is that correct?
That's right. They said once the episode goes to air, then, yeah, within 30 days or something or within a month of it going to air. So
is that actually true? If your episode never makes it to air, you don't get the money that you won.
Well, I was on Deal or No Deal, and we were told if you win cash and then the episode doesn't go to air, you don't get the cash. Your episode must go to air.
Oh my God, Brad, you must have been absolutely. That's nearly a year. Yeah. So you didn't know whether you were getting it or not for a year.
No, well, the first 6 months, I'm thinking it's going to be next week. It could be next week. And then after that, I thought it's never going to happen. I'll just forget about it.
That's torture, then, especially if you really need the coin as well.
Yes, yeah. I could deal with it. It's always handy.
You could be banking on that coin too and then never get it.
That's the problem. I reckon, did you spend it a few times already? Did you sort of go, all right, I potentially got this money coming through?
In my head, I was spending it all the time. Yeah, every time I saw something, I was like, I could buy that with that money, but unfortunately, I don't have it.
Okay. What are you going to do with it now that you know you're going to get the cash? What is plans for the money?
I think I'll take the family on a nice holiday and maybe some golf stuff, because I enjoy playing golf. So new set of clubs maybe, and yeah, go away with the family.
Any plans to quit your job of 15 years at the Australian Post?
No, not at all, I don't think. No. Okay.
All right, keep the gig alive. Now, we've also got some information on you here, Brad, which I wanted to ask you. So we've been given little bits of info. It says here you own five guitars and a keyboard, but you can't play a song from start to finish.
No, that's right. I learn the intros to songs and I can learn bits and pieces and play the basic chords and stuff, but yeah, I struggle to maintain the concentration.
Can I set a challenge to you, Brad? Can I set a challenge to you?
Yeah.
Now that you've got a bit of spare time on your hands, a little bit of extra cash flow coming in, sitting in the bank account, could you learn? Is there a song you're close to finishing? Like, could we get you to do a Brad Roberts Long Jetty World premiere on CFM of a song you've learnt?
I guess I could look into it. I'll have to go back through. I haven't picked up a guitar now for a few months and been a while, but yeah, I could.
Oh, you've been too busy counting your cash, mate, haven't you?
I've been trying to, yes.
Well, buy yourself a brand new guitar, put that to the test. We'd love to get you back on to see if you can complete a song, because that is something you need to tick off the bucket list, mate. And going on a TV show and winning a large sum of cash is another one, and you've done that. Congratulations, Brad Roberts.
Hey, Brad.
Thank you very much.
Just quickly, how does somebody just know stuff? Like, how do you know stuff?
I have no idea. My wife asks me that all the time. I don't know. I used to read a lot, and growing up, I did a lot of Trivial Pursuit. I played that game to death, and I can retain certain. I can retain certain information, and other stuff I forget straight away. But I don't know how it works.
So you've just kept the things that don't necessarily mean anything.
Exactly. That's what my wife says. How come I can remember the capital of certain countries, but I can't remember to get the chips off the oven or...
Well, Brad, can we say congrats on knowing stuff? Yeah, yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
Good on you, Brad.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Brad. Congrats on that win. You can catch The Chase, 5 o'clock on Channel 7, weeknights, hosted by Andrew O'Keefe. Gotta guess that. Year of the song. Gotta guess that. Year of the song. Gotta guess that. All right, the name says it all. We play five songs. It is best of five. Whoever gets closest to the year of that song gets the point. Now, Jazz has called through from Bateau Bay.
Jazzy.
First caller through. Whose team have you chosen, Jazz?
I've gone with us.
Yes, girl.
Dead to me. Dead to me, because I've got Kate at Blackwall. Morning, Kate.
Hey.
You're stuck with me, mate. You're stuck with me.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, thank you. Any G-up words, Jazz, for Ash Pollard this morning? Any words of wisdom?
Go get it, girl.
Yeah, girl. I'll do that.
Katie, any pep words for me?
You've got this.
Great, thanks. I am fired up. All right, G has got the G has got the songs. Let's rip into this best of five. Here we go.
Song one is Daft Punk, One More Time. One more time.
Oh. Daft Punk. Oh, one more time. When were they doing their thing, Daft Punk? All right, I'm going this.
One more time. Ooh, Ash locked in first. That's okay, very unusual for Ash.
I'm in there as well.
Takes a time. All righty, and Gordy is also in. Okay, Ash has gone 1998. Oh,
that's a good one.
Gordy has gone 2001.
Oh.
And the correct answer is 2001.
Whoa. Spot on the money.
Have faith, Jazz.
That's all right.
Stay with me.
I've got Katie's words in my head. You've got this. All right, song two.
Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Liar. Say I want something to get me through this. Semi-charmed kind of life, baby, baby. You actually sound like a
Gourney.
Wow.
They can't sing, can they?
I'm locked in, talent.
I'm locked in, Ash.
Yeah, all right. Hold on.
Okay, yeah. What year was that song? All right, okay. Ash is in. I'm in. Ash.
Everyone's in. Let's go.
Yep.
Ash has gone 1998 again.
Oh.
Good year for music.
Gondi has gone 1997.
Who's got it? Who's got it?
That's so weird. The correct answer is 1997.
Hang on.
This is
balder. How am I doing that? That's unbelievable.
Who?
First one that comes to...
All right, come on. I've still got time.
It's all right, Ash. You can bounce back with song number three.
All right, what is it?
It's Rihanna. Oh. Please don't stop the music.
I'm in.
You're in.
Yeah.
Are you? You haven't showed me.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Yep. Gondi is in. Ash also in. Okay. Gondi has gone 2007.
Oh.
Ash has gone 2002.
Oh, that's early, Ash. Has Rihanna been famous for 16 years?
Let's find out, shall we? Yeah. The correct answer is 2007.
Oh, mate, you are pinging around the studio like a skit.
Oh, I can't believe 3 out of 3 on the money. That is unheard of.
Oh, damn it.
Katie, it was your words of wisdom that I've got this. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yep, killed it.
Oh, man, that felt great.
Jazz, I'm so sorry.
I got rid of her, Jazz.
Don't you be clipping off my people. Get her back on.
Jazz, you still there?
I am, yes.
Oh, God, thank God. Look, I just needed to apologise for my subpar year of the song work. Forgive me.
That's totally fine, Ash. Don't worry.
Hey, Jazz.
Okay, good.
Next time you call for this game, who are you picking?
I'll still stick with that.
Dead to me.
Yes! Girls, stick together.
All right, tickets to Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. They're back bigger and more terrifying than ever. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom in Hoyts, Erina, June 21. Get your tickets now. Enjoy the movie, Katie. We're winners.
Thank you.
Hey.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Hey, this weekend on Sunday, it's the Bay to Bay 12K Fun Run. CFM, major sponsors of the 12K Fun Run. And sign up and get involved because it is one of the great mornings of the year.
I know it's called a fun run, but you don't have to run.
You can jog, you can walk, you can dress up, you can do whatever you like. And it goes from Woi Woi Waterfront right the way through to Central Coast Stadium. And it's one of the great moments where you run into the stadium and everyone's there. And it's just a really good feeling. So sign up through the CFM website.
For charity?
It is for a charity, yep. So your money goes towards charity, which is amazing. But it brings up one of my big regrets of last year, Ash, which I spoke about on this show. I trained pretty hard for it last year and I was trying to do it without stopping. That was my one goal, is I wanted to run 12Ks without stopping. I'd never done it before. And towards the end, probably the last 3 or 4 Ks, a young guy by the name of Flynn starts running with me. And we're running
together.
And
had he already been running?
He'd already been running. We're all running. Everyone encourages each other. It's great. Mm-hmm. So I'm running with one of my mates. Flynn joins us. We're all encouraging each other to get over the line. And then towards the end, Flynn leaves us behind. And he's trying to get... he legs it. He's trying to get a good time. I get into the stadium on the final thing, thinking I'm going to see Flynn at the finishing line. And to my right, as I'm running towards the finishing line, Flynn's on the side. And what looked to be with his mum and stuff... He's having an asthma attack. Yes.
Oh, you're kidding me.
He's having an asthma attack.
Did he cross the line?
He's got his mum and stuff there, and I had a moment where I'm like, do I grab Flynn and pick him over the line, or do I keep going and finish this thing, which I'd run for 1 hour and 20 minutes? My regret.
Oh, mate, you were selfish.
I didn't help Flynn over the line.
You bailed on Flynn.
And I feel terrible about it. And it's been a year in the making, but Flynn joins us on the show right now.
Flynn!
Hey, Gondi.
How are you, mate?
Good.
I feel terrible about last year still, but Flynn did finish the race in the end, and he said all good. So you're all good, right?
Flynn, Gondi left you high and dry last year, which is a little bit sad. You were having an asthma attack. But in his defence, you were getting help.
Yeah, I was.
He was getting help, and he left us behind. Look, I'm not denying. I feel terrible. If I could go back, honestly, I would stop and help.
Mate, hindsight's a great thing.
I just had one of those. You know, I was tired from running for 1 hour and 20 minutes. I'd never done it before. But this year, Flynn, I've been asked to go up the front and start the race, fire the gun, and I want to see if you want to come up there with me and officially start the CFM Beta Bay this year.
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, great. Okay, Oi. Flynn's going to be starting it with me.
So
I like
this is
it.
You making up.
Yeah, 100% it is. 100%
yeah,
it is.
That's nice.
And Flynn, you've also started your own little charity this year, which you want to give a mention to, which is an asthma association. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, where do we donate? How do we get involved? What have you set up?
So I've set up like a GoFundMe page about Asthma Foundation. And if... go on like Facebook or Instagram and search up my name, you'll find me on Facebook or Instagram, and there's a post there that you can tap link below, and yeah.
All right, we'll donate. Get that link. We'll get that link and post it on our Facebook page for you to see if we can get some donations coming your way. How much money are you up to at the moment just from people donating to you?
$125.
Well done, mate. That's good. $120 is good.
Well, we need to jack that up.
We need to jack that up for sure. I'll throw in 50 for you, mate.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Mate, you are doing all sorts of good stuff this morning.
Well, I've got to
You
redeem.
Are being a real Samaritan.
I've got to redeem myself after last year.
I've
honestly,
never seen
terrible.
You look so guilty in all your life.
I know, it is true.
Chucking out $50 notes, inviting Flynn to be the official starter of the thing.
I'll make it rain. Flynn,
oh my God.
Do you think you're going to be able to do the whole 12Ks? Because I've done zero training, mate. I don't think I'm going to get the whole thing done.
I'm same as you, mate. I've done nothing at all. I'm just going to wing it.
Great.
But also, Flynn, you have age. You have the age thing on your side. You're a young buck still. What grade are you in?
Year 11,
right.
Yeah.
Gordy's old and he eats way too much chocolate. He eats bowls of Nutri-Grain for breakfast.
Yeah.
And he pretends he's on the 5-2 diet.
Yeah, I'm a fad man, Flynn, so...
You might have to drag him along with you, mate.
Yeah.
That's all good. I'll do what it all takes.
See?
What a champion.
I love it.
You better take your puffer with you, mate.
All right.
It's going to be tough
I'll
work.
Be bringing them.
Sunday, Beta Bay, register. We're going to be running this thing. Whether I have to walk or crawl over the line, we're going to be doing the 12K. You don't have to be super fit to do it. Just get on board like Flynn and I. And in the words of Flynn, which I live my life by, wing it. Yeah, it's going to be great.
CFM.
This is it, Jody at Berkeley Vale. $1,000 straight into your bank account if you can get all 10 questions. How are you feeling?
Mm. I'm pretty nervous.
It is a nerve-wracking time of the morning, this Alpha Bucks, and you could be the person that finally wins the $1,000.
Oh, I hope so.
All right. Have you seen the letter and the potential answers?
Yes, I have.
Great news. The letter is S today, S for Sally. 10 questions. Each one has to start with S. We'll give you $10 per question and $1,000 for all 10. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Question number one. Name a type of fish.
Skip.
A horror film title.
Saw.
One of the Snow White dwarves.
Sad.
A band or music group.
Filter.
Hobby.
Skating.
A board game.
Skip.
Something you find at the beach.
Skip.
Confectionery item.
What?
Author.
Starbucks.
Okay. What did you say on the last one? What did you say on confectionery item?
Starburst.
Well, I say Starburst, but then I
she
think
said
I said
Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Okay. Yeah.
And another thing that really threw me was you were saying skip instead of pass, which is also an S word. I was like, is there a skip fish that I've never heard of? Saw we will take. Sad, I don't think. He's one of the dwarfs. Sleepy and sneezy is what we've got here. Silver chair, so 10, 20. Skating, 30. It's a $30 game this morning. Not our best.
Oh, no.
But still, $30 into your bank account.
Thank you.
Hey, it's still money for nothing, you know? Still money for nothing.
Please.
Alpha Bucks. We play again tomorrow for $1,000 here at CFM if you don't crack under the pressure. And it is all thanks to Harvey Norman Electrical. Massive thanks to the guys. Check in their 2017 end of year run outs with the TVs. Harvey Norman, Erina and Lakehaven is where you need to go for that. Next on the show, we need to chat to someone who knows far more about this Trump Kim Jong-un thing than we do. So we're going...
Thing. summit.
My point exactly.
Point and case.
Political reporter from Channel 7, Olivia Leeming, is going to join us next.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
I sat myself down yesterday, Ash Pollard, and I watched Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. One of the most awkward meetings I've ever seen in my life.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Especially when you've got that translator in there too, who's trying to, you know, one will say one and then the other one has to translate it and wait for a return.
And I feel like with Kim, he has the most sensational poker face. You just don't know what he's thinking.
I don't even think he knows what he's thinking half the time. I feel like
he's savage, though. He's off his head.
Look, and it is all to put a stop to the nuclear missile testing site in North Korea. And Olivia Leeming's been covering it for Channel 7. Political reporter joins us on the show right now. Olivia, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks for joining us on the show today. What have we learnt over the last 24 hours from this meeting? There's a lot to it, isn't there?
Yeah, well, it was quite a historic moment we saw yesterday, the first ever meeting between a sitting US president and a North Korean leader. So that in itself was quite significant, though. When we look into the details of this agreement, it's very short on specifics. This is more of a deal based on trust. We saw North Korea reaffirm its commitment towards giving up its nuclear weapons, but there is no specifics about how exactly they're going to do that and how the world is going to check and verify that it's going to abide by that, because it has made promises in the past. It hasn't followed through on them. Donald Trump says this time it's different. And in exchange for that commitment, he has promised the North Korea some security assurances. He says no longer will the U.S. be taking part in joint military exercises with South Korea. It's something that has annoyed North Korea, as they see it as sort of a rehearsal for a possible U.S. invasion. So that will no longer go ahead, something that raised some uncertainty amongst the South Koreans. But again, still waiting to see the detail of what this will actually lead to.
Donald actually said something quite profound in one of his speeches. He said, anyone can make war, but only the most courageous can make peace. I nearly fell off my chair.
Yeah, we saw a lot of showmanship and bravado, didn't we, from these two? They're very dominant characters.
Extremely. But I just can't believe he said something like that, because that is, I mean, I totally am on the back of that. Like, I totally agree with that. And he's never that
profound.
But, you know, he's always a bit of a dick, isn't he?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's one camp that says, isn't this incredible? Someone who is so unconventional in their leadership style, he, you know, doesn't stick with diplomatic norms. He's managed to bring North Korea to the table and managed to get this off the ground. Though others say, you know, what's really been achieved, we'll see it, I will believe it when we see it.
Can I ask, Olivia, what does it mean for Australia as we kick back and watch this thing? What does it mean for us here?
Well, it is important for Australia. I mean, this is a conflict that's within our region. Obviously, the United States is a close ally of ours. And we know that North Korea has the capability, the technology they've been developing over many years to fire a long-range missile that could possibly reach Darwin. And we know they've been constantly trying to improve their nuclear capabilities. So it is in our interest to make sure that there is peace and movements towards stability in the region. And I guess for us as well, it is important that this doesn't explode or a conflict doesn't reemerge, because we know that in the worst case scenario, if, you know, there was the Korean War was to flare up again, it wouldn't be out of the question that perhaps the Australian Defence Force could be asked to step in and assist. So it does affect us, although this is, it does seem to be happening elsewhere, and Malcolm Turnbull's watching from the sidelines, but they'll be watching very closely as to how these developments unfold, the Australian government.
Yeah, I'm sure there's more to follow in the next couple of days, weeks and months as well. And geez, we put a lot of trust in those interpreters, don't we? The translators, you know what I mean? Like one slip of the tongue to Kim Jong, and I was feeling a little bit nervous.
Kim Jong would have your head, wouldn't he?
I'm feeling a bit nervous there. Olivia Leeming from Channel 7 Political Reporter, thanks for giving us the update this morning on CFM.
Not a problem.
Thanks, mate.
Let's go.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
We were speaking before about when have you been stitched up at a dinner party, pretty much?
It happens. It happens.
It happens a lot. And, you know, I would say I was a reasonably generous person. I'm not a tight ass when it comes to, you know, divvying up the bill at dinner time. But the other night, I was in a real foul mood when that bill came. A real foul mood. I went out to dinner. Me and Pete went out to dinner with four friends, so two other couples.
Yep.
And we were late. So one of the couples had already ordered wines and then taken it upon themselves to order the dinner. So I thought, oh, okay, cool. Well, this place has a pretty good reputation, so it should be fine. He ordered the degustation menu.
Isn't that 10 meals? Isn't that a degustation? 10 meals.
Well, no, it's not necessarily 10 meals. It can be anywhere from like 4 to 15. You know,
wow.
Like it's a lot of tasting dishes.
Yeah.
Anyway, the degustation. And if it's at like a really top restaurant, you know, they don't offer an a la carte menu. It's just a degustation menu. But this wasn't like a super top restaurant. So I would have preferred just to have the a la carte menu, because sometimes tasting menus at a la carte restaurants are literally just the shitty part of the menu. You know what I mean?
It's the basic stuff.
The basic stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, so bill comes, degustation done, 79,000 bottles of wine later that I never got a look in on either. And it turns out to be $200 a head.
Oh, wow. So how much did
per person.
Okay, so $200 per person. So $400 as a couple.
Yes.
You and Pete.
Yes.
$400. And how
on
much?
On a casual Friday night.
And how much would you say you ate? Like, what's the value you got for that
$400?
$60. $60. You're down $340.
Yep.
Wow.
I was fuming.
Yeah.
I was absolutely fuming.
That stinks.
And you know what else? This was a situation where it was the first time Pete had met these friends of mine.
Mm.
And I tell you what, he was not impressed.
Yeah. But you don't want to be the stingy one either that goes, oh, hang on a sec. Well,
no,
we weren't.
We fully divided it, like completely divided it between the six of us. But when we got home, I tell you what, Pete just absolutely ripped me a new one.
I feel you.
He was not impressed.
I feel you. And 13, and 12, like, 16, if you've ever been in this situation before where it's happened to you, but I don't know if I've ever told you this, Ash, but my auntie was on the first season of Big Brother.
Oh, shut up, mate.
She was Gemma with the lip gloss and the off-the-shoulder tops. Anyway, when she got out of the house, she was la-di-da, living it up. I'm in year 12 in high school and went out for dinner with her, right? And she would order wines and everything. I couldn't even drink them. I was 17. Had to split the bill at the end, didn't we? And you know what gets me the most?
Are you kidding me?
You know what gets me the most? When people order the bottled sparkling water. Just get tap water. Just get tap water.
Yeah, I agree with you.
The sparkling fancy stuff at $8 a bottle.
Oh, I mean, she thought she was full legit coming out of that house.
Oh, she was living there.
She thought she was like celebrity.com.au.
She was spraying the waitresses with it, and I was like, oh my God, I've got to pay for that.
Oh,
calls coming through right now on 13, 12, 16. We'll get to them straight after this.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
If you've been stung on a bill, especially when you go to these group situations like you, Ash.
Yeah, and I wanted to put it out to the people today because I want you guys to weigh in on this one. I got stitched up at a dinner the other night, and I'm not somebody who is a tight ass at all.
You like to spend money on food. If there's anything you like to spend money
on,
it's food. Yeah,
I do, because for me, you know, not only like I love the social aspect. I love tasting new things, but it's also market research for me, really. But at a restaurant the other day, rocked up late, and my other dinner guests decided to take it upon themselves to order before we got there, so that when we got there, the food was about to come.
And they went full-blown degustation.
They ordered the degustation. Now, I don't know whether these guys, these people were trying to prove something, because often people will order the sparkling water, like you were saying before.
Can't cop that.
And a degustation menu just to sort of ram home that they've got coin.
Right.
And that bugs me.
Yeah,
and I think that's what they're doing.
And it was $200 per head, which set you in long-distance Pistol Pete boyfriend back $400. That's a flight to see each other when you're doing long distance.
Yes, it is.
Let's go to Dan at Hamlin Terrace on 13, 12, 16. You've been in this situation, Dan. What happened?
I have. I went overseas with some friends and we're in Las Vegas, and I was actually quite sick, but we're going out for dinner, and I said to them, and they're going out afterwards, but I said, look, I'll come for dinner, but I'm going to go back to the hotel after that because I'm just really unwell. So we went to dinner. All I had was a glass of water, and it wasn't sparkling. It was just still water, so it was free. Then the bill came, and they split it equally, $80.
Oh, no!
For a glass of water.
You can't, you paid for that?
Well, what was I going to go? No, I'm not contributing. I mean, I said to them, guys, I had a glass of water, and they go, yeah, the bill, whatever it was $240, and they go, you know, like $80 each, so...
Oh, you're kidding me. I'd be ropeable.
I think if there's ever a situation where I pipe up and say something... It's then. You know,
yeah,
when you've only
you
had water.
Yeah, because you didn't eat anything.
Yeah.
No, I know. And as I said to them, I said, guys, I had a glass of water. Yeah, we're splitting the bills equally, so...
No, oh, that is bull dust.
And that's when I cut those friends loose, never to talk to them ever again.
What? I'd never holiday with those little things again.
Tickets to see Jurassic World for calling the show this morning, Dan. That's what your $80 is going to get you. Let's go to Natalie at San Remo. Natalie, what happened with you?
Morning, guys. I was about 18 and meeting my boyfriend's family and friends for the first time. And I actually sent my meal back because it had about an inch of oil in the bottom of the bowl. And another guy at the table ordered a seafood platter for two. And bill comes, I had one drink, and we're splitting it equally.
Oh,
what did it cost you?
It's
About $120.
Oh, wow.
So you were expected to pay for yourself at a family dinner.
Yeah, and
like
I was
the
only
first
about
meeting.
18 at the time and a trainee, so
you would have been broke.
That much money. Yeah, and then I had to pay for Macca's on the way home too.
Well, that's worth it. That's worth it. And that's when you cut that family loose and you never talk to them ever again.
Don't tell me you're still with that bloke. You're not with him, are you?
No.
Oh, thank God for
bunch
that.
Bunch of stinge buckets.
Tickets to see Jurassic World as well for your troubles this morning. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, they're back bigger and more terrifying than ever. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, Hoyts Arena, June 21. Get your tickets now. So there you go. People making you feel better about that, Ash. Although, we didn't top $400 between you and Pete. That hurts, doesn't it?
That hurts. Oh, God, it hurts. Oh. And then it hurts when you get home and have an argument about it. It's totally not necessary. Like, mate, it's not that I knew.
It's like, haven't we had enough already? Yeah. We've just spent $400 on this terrible night.
You know what the greatest thing about this segment was? That I know that whenever we eat out, that we won't be ordering sparkling water because we both just don't see the point.
Hey, community service announcement, guys. Stick to the tap. It's just as good, yeah? It's cold and it's free, and that's how I live my life. Let's leave it for that for a Wednesday. Thanks for hanging out with us. We are back tomorrow with a massive show for a Thursday. Hits and old school all day here at CFM, so keep it right here and have a great Wednesday.
Happy hump day.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.